Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you will nourish us from your word as we partake of our daily bread, and please help us to grow to be more like you in every way, in Jesus' name. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 18, verse 33 to 35. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Of course, the whole parable is from verse 23 to 35, which goes as follows. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children, and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. A little research online reveals the value of the debts. While the value of a denarius fluctuated, one biblical reference to the coin suggests that at the time it was worth one day's labor, or about $50 in today's money. That's from learn.apmex.com. And then a bit more research shows in the Old Testament the word talent appears when describing how much gold the Israelites used to build the tabernacle. It was a unit of measurement for weighing precious metals like silver and gold, and weighed about 75 pounds. The Israelites used 29 talents of gold in the construction of their tabernacle. In the New Testament, the word meant something different. From the Greek word talenton, it was a large monetary measurement equal to 6,000 drachmas or denarii, the Greek and Roman silver coins. That's from grandrapidscoins.com. So 100 denarii, which is what the one servant owed the other servant, would be approximately $5,000. And 10,000 talents is what the first servant owed the king, was about $30 million. So you can see the size of the debt was very different. The first servant owed the king a huge debt that was basically unpayable. It was too big to pay back. The other servant owed a smaller debt, which was quite feasible to be paid back from his earnings as a servant. So this is Jesus talking about forgiveness. Up until verse 22, he was talking about forgiveness. So this parable is very obviously about forgiveness. So the debt, the sin debt that we owe to God, is basically unpayable. We cannot pay for our sins. That's why Jesus had to die on the cross to pay for us, which is why God can forgive us our sins. Our sins were not swept under the rug. They were paid for with Jesus' blood. Other people might offend us or hurt us or wrong us, or we might even just perceive that they have wronged us, even if they haven't wronged us. And that's when offense comes, and offense leads to anger and bitterness, and that's when we are in trouble. That's when we need to forgive those people that we are angry with or bitter against or offended against, that we, in our minds, think they've done something wrong to us or neglected to do something for us. So every person has been wronged in some way or other. There is no person that is alive on planet Earth today that has not suffered any wrongs against them. But there is also no person living on planet Earth today who has done no wrong. Jesus was the only one that got that right. So we all owe God an unpayable debt, the debt of sin. And He forgives us because of Jesus' sacrifice. But if we refuse to forgive other people much smaller debt, that's when we get into trouble. Basically, whenever the enemy reminds me of some wrong that somebody did to me, I just re-forgive them, whether it's necessary or not, just to make sure. And sometimes, every now and then, I just ask God to show me if there's anything that I haven't forgiven of anybody. And I also make a point of just forgiving everyone who has wronged me or that I've perceived that they might have wronged me in any way. And so that I make sure that I don't fall foul of this parable, because I know that I don't deserve God's mercy, and yet He gave it freely. I don't deserve God's forgiveness, and yet He forgives. And He has forgiven, and He forgives on an ongoing basis. Jesus paid the price once and for all. That doesn't have to be done over. But because I sin, I'm not living a life of sin, but I do make mistakes. And that's why I need an ongoing reminder of God's forgiveness. Because God forgave us for all sin over all time, meaning that Jesus died once for all the sin that was committed and all the sin that was going to be committed. So He doesn't have to re-forgive us, but we have to remind ourselves that we have forgiven other people that have either wronged us or have seemed to wrong us. So I encourage you to search your heart, ask God to show you anything that you might still be harboring against somebody, and forgive them from the bottom of your heart. The Bible does say, in your heart or from your heart. So it's not just words. And don't worry about the feelings. If you don't feel like you've forgiven that person, it's not an issue. Your feelings are not your boss. Your faith is what you follow, and the feelings have to catch up when they can. So whether you feel positive towards somebody or not is not the issue. The issue is that in your mind, you have chosen to forgive them, and therefore you pray blessings and beautiful things for them, and pray that God saves them if they're unsaved, and God blesses them, and God is good to them. And that's when you know that you've forgiven somebody, when you can pray good things over them. So don't let anger stay, because then it turns to bitterness, and don't let unforgiveness stay, because that poisons you as the person that didn't forgive. It is bad for you, not the person that you not hadn't forgiven. So, yeah, basically, the law of love also demands it. That is the one commandment that Jesus left us, to love one another as He loved us. And so the law of love is what is left for us to follow, because we are saved by grace, not by the Old Testament law. So forgive and love and bless each other.